Another year has come and gone. Are you wondering what the future holds? Are you struggling with the decision about love, money, your career, your family? StarPsychics.com, that stars with a Z, has the answers you desire. StarPsychics.com is the best and brightest advisor site on the internet, staffed by top-rated, professional, fully tested, and certified advisors. This is the real deal. At StarPsychics.com, you create your own personal account, and you pick your advisor by reading their extensive bios. Then you decide on a budget that you are comfortable with. Your pathway to a clearer and brighter future is just a few clicks away. No gimmicks, no bait and switch. StarPsychics.com has daily blogs and lots of links to help you develop your own intuition. Log on now. That's StarPsychics.com. Remember, stars with a Z. And here's the best part. They're available 24/7. StarPsychics.com. Remember, stars with a Z. You must be 18 years or older. Your future awaits.
Yes, your future does await. And you're listening to Natalie StarsCast, and I have the lovely Maya Moon tonight, and our topic is going to be a continuation of understanding the empath and empathy. And most of us, if you listened to us last week, most of us encounter that to some degree, and you don't know why, what happens to you. Most people that are spiritual are affected by it. Usually they are. I think that's what you said, Maya. Maya knows an awful lot about this. I only know what it feels like, and I'm working with it and trying to figure it out, but we're here tonight, and if you'd like to call in, I want to mention this. You can call in at 347-838-9736, and I'll see you on the dashboard, and my name is Natalie, also known as StarsCast, but everybody on the internet knows Natalie, so we'll just go with that, and I'll answer, and if you want to discuss something or mention something about how you feel, maybe we can help you and, you know, give you a sense of direction. But how are you tonight, Maya? Good?
I'm good. Glad to be here. And, yes, we would love to have callers. Now, we don't do readings on air. The chat room's open for that. But what would be amazing is if you have a general question about being an empath or empathic or empathy, or you have something that's worked for you to help you with that, you know, it's more or less a general discussion type. We would really love for you to call in. Remember, you can remain anonymous. You can use your first name or initial. Hey, if you even want to make up a first name, and this is Maya speaking, by the way. I mean, there's only myself and Natalie. That's okay, too. So you're anonymous. It's a very, if you've listened to the show, and hopefully you have, you know that it's a very casual setting. I mean, we're offering insight, guidance, and our experiences both professionally and personally. But it's a very comfortable energy and environment. So you're not going to feel, you know, like some of these radio shows where they, you know, drive these hard questions and put people on the spot. Surely, just in case it's your first time, please know that this show, if you stick with us and listen, you'll fall in love with the show. It's nothing like that. It's just a great conversation about different spiritual topics, and sometimes we zigzag and go all over the place, but that's okay. That just makes it fun. But, yes, we're talking about Natalie is a very, very strong, intense empath. And what she said is that's something I do have, but not nearly to the degree that she does. But I understand a little bit how it works, and hopefully you were able to listen last week. And always remember that you can go to Stars, that Stars with a Z, and you can go to the home page, and I believe it's at the bottom where you can click on Blog Talk, and there's an archive there of the previous shows, and they're listed by title. Is that right, Natalie?
Yes, that's correct. There's a little scroll down thing on the side, like a bar, to see all of them. They're all there. Please, if you could call in if you have any questions. Doesn't matter if you think they're silly, just call in. I mean, we're not here to judge. We just want to help you. Yeah, we have. I think this, we're probably going into our, I think we've been on the air 3 years this Valentine's. Isn't that right? At least 3 years. Maybe four. I don't know. I'd have to look it back. It's been a long time, but it wasn't when we first started Stars or I first opened it. It was after that, the February after that. So Stars is 5.5 years old, so I think it's going to be 4 years next week. Awesome. But anyways, yeah, all the shows are listed there. You can listen to them, and it's really great to be able to go back and check, and you get to hear myself and Stars Maya Moon and all the things that we've done and all. I mean, I usually let her do the topics. Sometimes, you know, she'll say, well, what do you think? Pick something, and we just try to do something that everybody might be interested in. But as far as I'm concerned, all the shows have been interesting. I can't say there was one that was, you know, one of those that you would yawn at or anything like that. And we have a good time, and Maya and I both love each other very much, and we have Candy in the chat room. And she does a fantastic job in there, and so she handles that, and we do the on-the-air stuff, and anything that you want to ask, I mean, just go ahead, except that we do not do readings. We stopped those about 2.5 years ago. So anyways, with that, where do you want to start? How do you want to start this, Maya?
Well, what I was going to do is, in the week since we did the first part of the show, my guides had shared some information, so I thought I would start out by passing that along. And that's
okay, and I have a caller, so you go ahead and do that, and let me get to the caller.
Okay. And for those of you that have had sessions with me or have maybe read my blogs or listened to me on air, you know that that's my connection to whatever you want to refer to it. I personally refer to it as God or divine, and that's where my information comes from. I work closely with my guides, and they give me the information in a variety of ways and pass it on to me. So I feel that I'm kind of like the messenger, if you will. And one of the things that I thought was interesting that I hadn't really thought about is that they pointed out to me that quite often those that are especially or significantly or, you know, very much so empathic or empath actually tend to be people that are shy, that are introverted, and maybe, and it made sense when they explained it to me. I guess I just had never, you know, I never really thought about it one way or the other. But what they shared with me is that because being empathic means that we absorb energy, even if we're not aware that that's what we're doing or that's what's occurring with us. And we'll go over some of what we talked about last week for those that missed it. But, of course, you can go back and listen to the show if, you know, if you missed it and you really want to hear what the first part, we really got into a lot of really good things. So what they had shared with me is that that can often be a big contributing factor to why some people are shy or introverted, or those that feel maybe they feel uncomfortable. You may have confidence or a good self-image, but you just don't always feel comfortable around a lot of people. You tend to want to be more of a loner. I mean, it can be, there can be other reasons for that. It can just be the way that we are. We're all very different. But if you have found, and the way to maybe to evaluate if this could be, if you could be an empath or if this could be empathic influences or energy creating this is if it's something that has interfered or something that you wanted to change or something that you haven't understood. So it would mean a conflict. So generally someone that has a strong self-identity, is very empowered and has a good self-image and is successful in their personal relationships, family, friends, as long as they're not toxic or dysfunctional, of course. And it does well like that. But when they get into social situations, something changes, and I would say it's more of a feeling, and for most of us, because not all of us are well versed in the spiritual field, if we're not in that profession, just like I wouldn't know legal terms unless I was a legal assistant or a paralegal or attorney. We don't really have a term for that. So we might say, well, I'm an introvert or I'm shy, or once you get to know me, you know, I'm this and this and this, but at first I tend to stick to myself. For a lot of you, this may really resonate with you, that you may have an aha moment where you say, that makes sense. I never thought of it that way. So if you're finding yourself, you know, that you just feel that way, then keep in mind that it could be your empathic abilities, gifts, or whatever that are kind of interfering. And we all need to find balance regardless of what we're talking about. We need balance in our lives. So let me check with Natalie and see if we do have a caller.
Yes, we have a caller, and she's listening. Her name is Bianca, and we want to welcome her to the show. I'll check back with her in a little while and see if she wants to give her input, but she loves the topic. So with
that's
that,
good.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. And then Candy's got people in the room there, and I want to welcome them. And Candy would like to at some point tell about her empathic gift and how she, quote, unquote, control it. So that might be good, too. So, we can talk about me. I mean, but I'm out of the box, kind of, I think. I'm sure there's a lot of people like me out there that I'm doing better with it. It's just a process of you cannot let it control you. And as soon as, for me, what I do is as soon as I feel, it can be sad. Mostly it's sad for me. I mean, I can tell you, I watched In the Heart of the Sea, and that's a movie about Moby Dick and the white sperm whale, you know, and some of it is not real. Some of it is true, though, from the story from Melville. And there's a scene, and this is the truth. It's almost at the end of the movie, and there's a scene where the whale, because he's destroyed everything, because they're trying to get the whales because they want the oil, and they hurt some of her babies. They got some of her. That's why she went after them. And there's this part, and she's huge. She comes in between the two boats that are left, and the man is going to, you know, harpoon her. And she has her eye open, and she's looking at him. And he stands there. Oh, it just tore me apart. And they kept saying, go ahead, you know, stick it in her. Well, he just stood there. He could not do it, because he understood why she did all of this damage in the first place. You went into her with her babies. These were her big babies, but nonetheless, they were hers. And she went out to protect them and to make a stand, you know. And all you do is see this eye and this big, huge whale, and oh, my God, I just fell apart. That's what happens to me. And so what I quickly have to do is I finish the movie, because that's near the end, I get up and I try to busy myself with something, especially if it's a movie like that. I will watch it again because I got a new TV and it's a little nicer than the one I had, and I will watch it again because it's really, if you've never seen the movie, see it, In the Heart of the Sea. It's just a beautiful story. But that's what happens to me. Now, some people, you know, can go to the movies and, oh, they see the movie and that's it, they're gone. Well, not me. I have trouble watching, listening, and seeing. And I feel it right away. And as we've talked, the worst part for me is being around a lot of people. Although, Maya and I were just talking before the show started, you know, I don't get out that much. I mean, have all these businesses going and stuff, but it's really good to get out and just breathe the air. I was with my son today, and it just made me feel, I mean, I was on, not a high, but I felt good. She said to me, well, that's good, and I'm trying to think, why do I feel so good? And then I figured it out. First of all, when I do things with my son or my granddaughter, my daughter-in-law, or my two friends, that usually lasts all day for me. But when I'm with my son and we're doing things around the house, because I don't have my husband anymore, he's repairing little things. It just lifts your spirits because things are getting done. So if you have a time when you feel something overwhelms you, and it could be sadness, mostly it's sadness. I have to say that because it goes right into my soul. I mean, it just goes right through me. It might not be like that for you. You just might feel sorry for somebody, and then you're talking to somebody, and all of a sudden you walk away maybe hours later, and you'll feel not the same. Something changes with you. Well, you probably picked up something from somebody that you were near. You don't even have to talk to them. All you have to do is be near them. I just have to be near them. I don't even have to look at them anymore. And so it's pretty hard when you're in a grocery store not to be near people. But what I did today, now, I went into Home Depot and I went into Best Buy. I said hello to everybody. I initiated this smile, hi, how are you today? And everybody that I encountered, even before I got to them, was smiling. It was almost like when I went in the store, the energy was set. I wasn't going to encounter, I just thought of that. I wasn't going to encounter anybody who was not in a good frame of mind. I said to my son, gosh, I said, everybody seems to be so happy. And he turned around and he says, well, you're talking to everybody. And he was laughing. He says, why wouldn't they be happy? Look who they're talking to. Wasn't that a nice compliment? And that's what I did. I did that any place I went today on purpose. I wanted to see the reaction. Even if they didn't look happy, I went up to them and said, hi, how are you today? Everything going okay? Like I work in the store, right, and I'm making sure everything's going right. But it worked. It worked today. Maybe it will work for you. And I told this lady at the cash register, she was new, and she wasn't happy being new. And the young man was there, hadn't worked there very long either, and they looked like, gosh, we don't know what we're doing. And so I just told them, I said, you did a great job today. And I said, just remember, do everything under grace, and it won't go wrong. And she said, what does that mean? Oh, just ask me that question, and I'll tell you. And so I had her smiling. When I looked at her at that register, she was not smiling. When I left her, she was. And everybody that I encountered, everybody, now I'm talking, I went to great lengths to do it today. It was probably a test that I didn't even know I was doing. That's what I did. And I came home with this uplifted feeling because I like to see people happy. I like, not everything is happy in our lives, I know. But if you can help them a little bit, you help yourself, actually. And that's what I did today. And it worked. And Maya said, gosh, you sound really good. And I told her, yeah, I am really good today. Even though I was outside with people in stores, I instinctively did this. And I don't really know why, but, we're all guided. And if you listen and you observe and you allow the help to come to you, no matter how it comes, if it's an angel, if it's the energy around you, however it comes to you, and you give that off. Just think of all the people that I talked to today, and I made them feel good. There must have been at least 25 of them. And that's, I'm going to do that every time now, because now I know it works. So that's what you can do with that. But, Maya, I'll give it back to you, because you know me, I can talk for the whole hour.
Well, did you get to hear what I had said about oftentimes those that are in crowds become very introverted or shy or feel
yes.
And I'm talking about, so what I suggested is that when that becomes an obstacle in your life, because I'm talking about someone that otherwise has a good identity, is empowered, and has a strong self-image, but they find that when they are in larger social settings, even events at work, they just have a feeling of being on the outside, that although it's certainly possible that it's attributable to something else, it's very likely that is, that comes from being an empath. And so that's something that, we can work on. And that was something that my guides had shared, that can be a reason why some people will. Now, we talked a little bit about last week about some people can't do crowds. because they pick up the energy. And, you know, it can come in a feeling and different feelings. Now, the other thing I was going to mention is that, you know, and again, this isn't the only reason, but this is the topic. So we're going to, the relevance will be to this topic. It doesn't mean that every person that experiences this or has this feeling, this is the answer for them. But if you find that it's resonating with you, then likely it is the answer. And so when you're looking at your life and you're thinking about, like, we talked a little bit about people that get involved with various nonprofit organizations. Now, what I'm referring to is when people become so overwhelmed and the feeling, rather than being sympathy, is just being able to understand that there's been a loss or that there's been a crisis or a challenge in another person's life, and, you know, saying, oh, I feel bad for so-and-so, you know, he just lost his job, that's got to be so hard, or she just had surgery, I know it's hard for her to be in the hospital, whatever the case may be. Most good people have some sympathy, but when you're empathic, you actually feel it so strongly that, you know, you mentioned about when you were in the store and when you're friendly to other people, they give that energy back. So for all of us, to some degree, other people in our relationships, and even people that we may just come across in the marketplace or at the mall or having dinner, there's little bits of a mirror that is being reflected to us. So however we act towards them is generally reflected back, and if we're positive, we get that back. So then we have these people that they worry about the earth, about the global warming, and I'm not at all making any judgments or commenting either way whether I believe we have a problem or, you know, animals and extinction or, you know, nature, you know, us moving into, you know, areas that are nature. But these are other areas where an empath can be so disturbed by this that they don't just volunteer and then they're able to still be happy and move forward with their life. They become trapped and they end up almost feeling worse than, like, let's use Hurricane Katrina, only because we all were so, at least here in the U.S., because that made such headlines for so long. Because it was the way it was handled, it just wasn't handled very well. That's one of the more well-known tragedies here. I know you had a hurricane there, but it was not to the extent
It was only a 2. I think theirs was a 4.
I mean,
it was total devastation. Yes.
I mean, New Orleans was, well, there was people that felt, you know, like I did. I mean, I cried. I felt bad. I think I gave cans and gave some clothes. I did some things, but I didn't get in my car, leave my job. There's people that literally do that. And the drive behind that is being an empathic. And what can happen is they can absorb that energy to such a degree that they become, it's not a healthy situation. A person who's lost their home and who's displaced is actually in a more positive or in a better state of grace than that person. And so that becomes a situation where it's absolutely vital that we learn to control that. So there's a couple ways which we were going to discuss that tonight. Now, one is kind of what you were talking about, Natalie, and that is to, before we're going to let's say we're going to go somewhere where we know there's a good chance or the odds are high that we're going to be in a public venue where there's going to be a lot of energy. We can prepare ourselves. We can say that, okay, there's going to be a lot of mixed energy, but I'm going to accept that this is the energy of other people. And although, you know, I can, you know, say a prayer, you don't necessarily have to pray to the same God that I recognize. You can just pray to a goddess. You can just pray to divine, to the universe. You can just ask for improvement or for healthy people that are suffering. I mean, so you can just do a little bit of meditation first, and then you can give yourself a little bit of a pep talk, even if you're doing it inside telepathically. And you can prepare yourself and say that, I understand that when I go to the mall or I go to dinner or I go to this festival or I go to this big party or I go to this work function, that I'm going to have these feelings because I'm an empath, but I'm not going to allow these feelings to overrule or override my own personal spirituality and emotional ability to engage myself and to be able to enjoy and have fun and relax. And then the second thing that I'll mention, and then I'll turn it over to you, Natalie, is that those that are so really obsessed, and I don't mean that in a derogatory manner, I mean it in a concerning manner, obsessed over the world, the presidency, the government, regardless of what country you live in, the state of that nation, the state of that country, the natural disasters, the snow in whatever area they said they've gotten, they're getting hit again. And, oh, by the way, the latest storm is named Maya. I got a kick out of that.
Oh, Lord.
I said it's about
Maya. You did it. It's your fault.
Yes, Storm Maya.
Storm Maya. Lord.
What we can do is remind ourselves that our job on Earth is to help earthly fashion, or our job on Earth is to be human beings, and we can recognize and say, "I recognize that I have this gift or this." Energy, this influence, vibration, whatever you want to use. But I also recognize that I am not the king, I am not the leader, I am not the power. The power would be the most important word to use, that I am only here to do what I can do within my local vicinity. So that would mean to make up for or to help balance out that feeling that you might experience, instead help with something locally. It's important that you remind yourself that you are in no way expected to save the world, whether that's saving a community, the earth, whatever you want to look like. It's important that you remind yourself, that's not why I'm here. When I move on, you know, spiritually, and I'm no longer in my vessel or my body, then I may be doing that work. I may be in the divine. So one thing is to, I guess I would say, let yourself off the hook and remind yourself, you know, I mean, it would be like, if every day you walked outside and saw your neighbor's yard look terrible, it might bother you and you might want to clean it up because you thought it made your house look terrible, but it wouldn't be your job, if that makes sense. It's not your responsibility to mow Johnny's yard or to clean up Johnny's beer cans or, you know, whatever the case may be. You know, that's not your job. You know, if the person is ill or they're sick or there's a problem, then that would could help an empath. Anytime we are able to make a difference in another person's life, what we do is we feed that empathic energy, and it helps us then so that we're not absorbing it so much. So that was one tip that I wanted to share. And with that, then I'll turn it over to Natalie.
Okay, I was sitting here thinking about, you talked about a festival. I can remember when my son had this pretzel store, we'd have to bring, you know, we brought everything to these big, huge festivals. I mean, they were huge. And I didn't mind servicing the people, but I didn't like walking in the crowds. I wasn't friendly. And that was a few years ago, and that's probably 5 years ago. Now, of course, I've changed. And I can remember, but once I got behind the counter and, you know, somebody wanted, you know, I want two pretzels, I want this, I want that, I was right in my element. Then I find myself still doing that a little. When we went away for the hurricane, because we had Hurricane Matthew here, we went to Macon, Georgia, and we went to a festival that was there, and I found myself walking behind the group that I was with. Is that unreal or what? I don't know why. I kept thinking to myself, why are you so far behind? It wasn't that I wasn't keeping up with them. I was slowing down on purpose. And I wasn't feeling good at the festival that day either. I remember, of course, I didn't eat a lot. And it was hot, but it wasn't super hot. I mean, it was back in October. But thinking about that, I may have been feeling all this energy. I mean, kids were running around, the Ferris wheel was going, all of this activity. And my way to deal with it was to back away. And actually, I sat down for a while. I found a place to sit down, and I had a little something to eat. I felt better, and I talked to somebody that was in our group. He sat down, and then his wife sat down. So that was fine. I felt better, but I didn't like, and that was just in October, I didn't like being there. It wasn't that I didn't like what was going on. I didn't like how I was feeling. It got to be overwhelming, and maybe, I blame it on not eating very much, but maybe that wasn't it at all. Maybe it was just all the energy. It was all different kinds. People laughing, drinking, running around, and, you know, screaming because of all the things that were going on. You know what I'm saying? I think maybe that was really it. I never thought of that before. But when you talked about going to a festival, and I did walk behind, and, you know, my son, my granddaughter kept, come on, Graham, come on, you know, but I didn't feel comfortable. There must have been 10 of us. And I didn't even want to be around all that energy, so I pulled myself back. It was intentional, I'm sure. I didn't say, oh, don't walk with them. I just did it anyways, and it probably helped me that day, that I probably would have been in a not a good state. And it's hard to explain what happens to you, but I am the extreme. I don't know people that are like me. Maybe Maya does, but I don't know anybody that's like me. I mean, and because I'm in this business, I see an awful lot, and you have to learn how to deal with it and recognize it. Sometimes once you recognize something, oh, okay, I got to turn this off. I got to focus on something else here and start talking to the people that are with me. If I would have done that, I probably would have felt better, but I do that a lot. I didn't do it today, but back in October I did, and I'm remembering all of this now, and now I know why. It was all that crazy energy that was there. I mean, people from the area and people that came in from other cities that were close to the coast, we had to go in, we had to go west, and Macon was the closest. But I really think that was it. But you know what didn't bother me is being in the long lines to get home with the cars. I don't know why. But I mentioned last week, I told my son, you know, that on the way there, when we were leaving, I said, God's here. I said, don't worry about it. It's going to be fine. It's going to be fine for us. I don't know about everybody else, but it's going to be fine for us and my neighbor, Diane. And I said, I felt the same thing when I went home, and I didn't struggle with anything. I did, because it can make you feel really lousy. I mean, physically. It can affect you physically. It really can. And, of course, I was driving with my son, and my granddaughter was with her mom. So it was like a caravan because there were a lot of cars. And but that didn't bother me. But see how I dealt with it? It was a little bit different. I even helped the guys, the electrician. All these guys were coming from other states to work on the electrical. And I had my daughter-in-law move back, and I told this guy, call your boss, tell him what you're going to do. I said, pull in between these and go on the shoulder, and that's exactly what they did. And everybody was just happy. It was like a release. You got all these guys with this equipment, and they can't get through. How dumb is this? So I think that helped me too, but I felt okay. It was just walking in that crowd that did a number on me. It probably would have been much worse if I would have realized what it was. I don't know. But I didn't realize how much of an empath I am until I think after that sometime. And then I talked to Maya about it. And, you know, you have to find what is going to help you, make you feel better, recognize, just, you know, if you can't sit down, okay, I know what this is. Okay, okay, I accept this. This is fine. Okay, we've got to release this, though. It's not going to take a hold of me. But like I said, most people are not like me. I mean, there are people like me out there, but I don't know anybody that's as bad as I am. Not that it's bad. It's a nice thing. You feel for everybody. You have feelings for everybody. You know, you pull their feelings in, whether it's good, bad, ugly, whatever it is. But in a way, it's a really special gift. I don't want to say it's not. It really is. Because all I have to do is look at somebody, and I go to them, and I can help them. And the way I help them is just by talking to them and being, you know, friendly. And they can feel my energy coming back to them. I know it. I saw it today. I tested it out. Because I didn't even tell my son, but I did it because I thought, uh-oh, you're going to be in this big, all these people. What are you going to do? I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to do a reverse on it, and it worked. And you're going to watch when you go in a store, and if you have any empathic abilities at all, and you look at somebody, just glance at them and see what the look is on their face. Do they look troubled? Do they look afraid? Are they brand new at the job? You'll know right away. You'll diagnose it right away. And what I do is I go up to them because I want to make their day be better. And that's what I'm about. Some people just ignore it. Well, that's their problem. Well, that's not how I feel. And when you're a real strong empath, you want to do something. It's almost like you need to do something, or else you're going to carry that out the door with you. So it's kind of a way of releasing it. You know, I mean, I was sitting on the floor looking at Valentine's cards for my granddaughter, and this lady came up, and she was smiling. I said, well, I said, I got kind of desperate here on the floor. They're all so low, and I figured, why stoop over? Might as well sit on the floor. She was laughing. She says, that's a great idea. You see, that's what else I did today. And we're trying to give you little ideas of what you can do to work around it, to feel better. Try not to take it home because it's going to control your whole day like it can for me. But today was a good day. I mean, really, I didn't feel any, but I was busy today, but yet I was outside with everybody, but I handled it differently. This is probably the first day that I did a test on it. And but like I say, you know, I can watch a movie and I can watch it 50 times and I'm going to cry the same way all 50 times. And I know the story. I know what's coming. It doesn't matter. It has that great of an effect on me. It goes right to me, my emotions, and I'm gone. That's it. And we talked about Fried Green Tomatoes. That movie, just there's scenes in there that I have in my head. I try not to put them in my head because they bother me. I mean, that sounds kind of silly, but it's not silly. It's you're getting the feeling just from a movie. You feel that. You get that. I don't usually do that in the movies when I go. We haven't gone in a while. But, oh, yes, there was one with Robert De Niro. I forget what it was. It was a good movie. And it was kind of unreal. And I'm. What was it called?
Was it The Magnificent Seven?
No, it was a movie back in the fall. And he played he owned a building and then he retired. And then he ended up helping this girl find her place back in the very same building. But what got me, and it was only until I really looked, is from the side, he looked like my husband.
Oh.
He had glasses.
Oh, right.
That just did it for me, you know, and I'm sobbing, and, you know, my girlfriend is saying, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't realize it. I said, no, it's okay. It's okay. It's good to face these kinds of things. But of course that was last year, and maybe if I saw it again, maybe it would bother me again. I don't know, but he looked just like him. And, you know, it was, it was like having him back in my life again, but not really. It was only on the big screen. But that's how it can affect you. That's what it does to me. So, but that's the extreme. I'm hoping there aren't people out there that are like me. Maybe they can call in and, you know, let us know, how do you deal with it? You know, how do you handle being an empath of any degree? And the number is 347-838-9736. If you could call in, maybe you can give us more insight on how you feel about things, what happens to you, because I think it happens to a lot of people. You know, Maya, I don't even think that they know what it is, to tell you the truth. They just get upset. You know, they just have all these feelings, and it's so emotional for them. But it can be better for you if you just recognize it. Okay, this is what it is. But like I said, today was a good day. I'm trying to think back. I didn't have, you know, I had one after the show that, not that next night, but I forget what night it was. After the show last week, I think it was Wednesday night, I had a bad day. And I can't even remember why. And I ended up calling my friend Diane next door and just saying, well, what are you doing? Well, she heard something in my voice. And sometimes we have happy hour, you know, we'll have a little glass of wine. And I said, well, okay, we'll do it another night. But pretty soon, like within 20 minutes, I had a knock at my door. It was her. She said, I told my husband you're having a bad day. And you know what he said to me? And they're wonderful people. I've spoke of them before. He said, you go over there. Have your happy hour with her. Get her out of that. She's too good of a person to be like that. And I was fine. I don't even know what upset me. But anyways, we have another caller here, Maya. Oh, you know what? Okay. I think it's Candy. Candy wants to say something about how she deals with her empath. And so I'm going to bring her in right now. If that's okay with you, Maya?
Sure. Of course.
Hi, Candy. How are you? You're live on the air.
Well, hello. And hi, girls. It's nice to be on the air with you.
Hi, yes, Candy. It's nice having you. We, you know, of course, you know what we're talking about because Candy does all of the marketing for me all over the place. She hits everything all the time, every day. And I know you have something that you want to share tonight, right?
Yes. Yes.
You can go ahead.
Okay. Well, being an empath was something that I was born with, and I didn't understand it whenever I was very, very small, but I later began to understand it. Now, I'm going to start by letting everybody know that I was one of those kids who read the dictionary and the encyclopedia for fun because I was bored. And, you know, the school book fairs, then like once or twice a year they have these book order things in school where you can order books. I was 7 years old, and I saw this book about telepathy, and I wanted it so bad. And my parental unit said that they didn't think that I was ready for that, but I ordered it anyway. And the reason I ordered it is because I read what it was writing about people being connected and being able to communicate with their minds. Because all of my life up to that point, I had recognized that I had been able to literally, in my mind, hear what other people were thinking. They would think something, and I was like, know what they were thinking. It was almost as if I could hear it in their voice in my mind before they would say it. And there would be times when but at that time I was just trying to understand what was going on inside of me. There were times when somebody near me would be angry, and I know I had nothing to be angry about, and then all of a sudden I would start feeling angry. And I was like, mm-hmm. Well, this doesn't make any sense. Somebody would be sad, and I would be sad, and somebody would be extremely happy, and the same thing would happen. And it didn't make a whole lot of sense to me until I read that book about telepathy. And this book helped me realize I was an empath, though I didn't know the term empath at the time. And so having, since 7 years old, been able to recognize that I've had this connection with other people, I was able to actually work on this, because I didn't like whenever I was feeling sad or angry or you know, happy, and they weren't my emotions. I wanted to feel my emotions. And so not even realizing what I was doing, before I would go around people, before I would leave my bedroom after I'd wake up, I would sit in the middle of my bed and close my eyes, and I would imagine this white, opaque shield around me, protecting me from all of these unwanted feelings, and protecting me from hearing people's thoughts that I didn't want to hear and things of that nature. And whenever I would go out and I would be out and about, when I would start to feel somebody else's emotions, I would have to stop and evaluate, who owns this emotion? Am I mad? What do I have to be mad about? I have nothing to be mad about. Okay, so it's not my emotion. I would put up my white protection shield around me, and I would be like, no, I don't own this. I don't want this. Get away from me. And so from a small child, I was able to develop these abilities, and I am the type of person who, if you find me in a crowded area, you are going to see, if you're noticing me, that I'm off, away from everybody else. I'm not dead in the center of the crowd. I'm like
That's
off
exactly
to the side
did,
or
Candy.
On the outside.
Yep.
And
yep.
And I often, you may look around, if you're not paying attention, you may look around and you may see I'm not there. Well, if you walk outside, you'll just find me out there, because sometimes I just have to get away and take a breather, because I do feel everybody's energy, and in a crowd it is overwhelming. It's
right.
Just very overwhelming.
Maya, I want to ask you something. Her empathic ability and mine, what is the difference? Because see, she can eliminate her. I can't do that sometimes. I am in a different place. What do you think the difference is?
Well, it sounds like she, from what Candy's sharing, she recognized it for what it was at an extremely early age. Most people wouldn't recognize something at the age of 7 and then actually seek out ways to, you know, work with it. So I think with you, Natalie, I would say the difference is it was so powerful that you I don't know that you really identified it correctly till maybe the last several years.
Correct.
The feeling that I get from my guides is that you were perhaps erroneously, you were not completely aware, and you felt that your purpose, drive, and focus in life was just to help other people and assist everyone. So you weren't realizing that as you were doing all this other, and you might have thought, like I had mentioned when you were on the call, that you were just a little introverted or had,
yeah.
You know, not comfortable in crowds. And so you're just now getting to where, and, you know, because it is so strong too, it can be so overpowering that you're just now at a point where I do believe you can start to manipulate it yourself rather than allowing it to manipulate you, if that makes sense.
Yes,
so
yes,
can,
I think
can,
so. And
start,
it was good for
know,
Candy that she recognized it a lot younger, whereas I probably just, I don't know, I'm sure I had it then, but maybe not as much as I do now. But I think I'm controlling it better now. One day anyway, one day at a time. I don't know.
Well, you might have had it. You know, my feeling would be, too, is that yours might have been, like Candy talked about, you know, she had telepathic abilities. So she had more than one. Not that you didn't, but your empathic, just based on so many different things, was so strong and powerful that I believe, you know, from what I'm being shown, that it overpowered your ability to even identify it. I mean, before you could even think about what it was, you knew in your heart and in your spiritually, you knew that
there was something very strong, very divine. You know, you maybe were chosen, you might say, but you just were not putting all the pieces together. So yours
right.
might have been.
I didn't even know. Good. I didn't know anything when I was like Candy's age. She was really fortunate. I wasn't exposed to any of that. I didn't know. Isn't that strange? It was on. Maybe I was protected. Maybe it was better that I didn't. I don't know. But I, you know, in some instances. Go ahead, Maya.
And I think. Well, I was just going to say. I think sometimes when something is so intense and powerful, it's actually more difficult to define, acknowledge, become aware, and then learn to deal with it than when it's just a part of who we are. And not in any way to downplay Candy's ability. I'm not suggesting
right.
that at all.
Yeah,
yeah.
This is just one of my gifts that I have, and it's overwhelming. And I just have to learn how to use it right. But what do you think about that, Candy? Do you agree?
Yes, I'm getting a handle on it and being able to recognize when it's happening. And when you start feeling emotions and things of that nature, you just have to ask yourself, who owns this emotion? And if it's not you, you have to allow yourself to let that go and let the owner own the emotions. That was very difficult for me in the beginning, but I guess because I started working with it at a very young age, I was able to get a handle on it early on
right.
in life.
Plus, you know, I lost my husband, and that was a very difficult for 4 or 5 years I stayed at home. And I was experiencing stuff like that, but I had nowhere I could go. And I Stars was just beginning. I mean, we were just developing it. So I didn't have friends like, you know, Maya and Candy and anybody else. I didn't have anything. I was always to myself. That probably didn't help me get through anything.
I was the same way. I was the same way.
Really?
Whenever I grew up, I was a latchkey kid. I was a single. I was a only child until 7. At 7, my sister was born, and they made me stay home and take care of her. They said, "You wonder, now you take care of her," and basically that's kind of what happened. And I was at home alone a lot, by myself with the baby. And I had one male cousin. He was a little bit younger than me, who lived out back. He was home a lot as well, and we would hang out sometimes or whatever. But, you know, I was home a lot alone. And whenever I got up in age, like in, you know, in school, I didn't have many friends. People wouldn't talk to me. I wasn't a big talker whenever I was a
kid.
Yeah,
you knew something was going on. I didn't even know it. But I don't think it really hit me until I had to take care of my husband, and it was after that. And then I started talking. I would talk to Maya, and sometimes I wouldn't talk to anybody. Nobody even knew what I was going through. I mean, I just
right.
didn't express it. I think that just kind of, you know, it kind of made more levels and more levels and more levels. And now I have, you know, even like I talked about last week about the hurricane, people's stuff on their lawns, I couldn't stand it. I did everything I could to get rid of that stuff. I even helped them when they came down the street. It bothered me so bad, and it bothered me for them. But I looked at it every single day. I was right in my office window. I had, you know, if I didn't look out the window, it'd be fine. But now I think sometimes when you understand something and there's a reason for it, and now you know what you can do and what you can't do, sometimes it's better that way. But when you're alone and you have no clue, and, I had a lot of meltdown days when I was taking care of my husband in the bathroom. I'd lock the door. Oh, yes. Sometimes people don't have anybody to talk to. I didn't talk to anybody. I just didn't. I didn't know Maya. I didn't know you, Candy. But now I know what it is, and I understand it. And it's something that I deal with. It really is a gift. I mean, it's not something that's really bad. Because if you have the ability to look at somebody and know something's going on, this is not a good day for them, and then you go up to them and make them smile, you don't know. That makes me feel so good, because I did a little bit of something for each and every one of them today, I'm saying about each and every one of them, made them, they're going to remember that. Yeah, that lady was so nice. And even at the counter, the one girl, she didn't know my age, and then she looked and she said, "Oh, my God." Well, that really lifted my spirits that day, right away, right? Oh, I felt so good. Anytime somebody tells you things like that, she made me feel good, although that wasn't on my mind, but I initiated the conversation with her. So it's a good thing. It's not a bad thing. It's just you have to learn how to handle it. And we've only got about 5 minutes left, so Maya, I'm going to give it back to you, and maybe you can elaborate more, and we'll kind of end the show. Thank you, Candy, for calling. It's always great to have you live on the air.
Well, you're welcome. I would like to add one more thing, because somebody in the chat asked if there were any kind of stones or anything that an empath can carry with them, and I would like to let everybody know that I carry a piece of hematite with me. Hematite is a stone that wards off negativity. It absorbs negativity without affecting the person carrying it, and it actually helps an empath to be able to block out these unwanted feelings that other people own and unwanted thoughts.
I think I have one of those. You know, Dragon Spirit that works for stars. She sent me a whole box of stuff, and I have. What color is it, Candy? What color is that?
It's a black stone, and it is really shiny.
I think I have one.
It almost looks like a mirror.
It
almost looks like a mirror.
I think I'm going to put it in my purse. Thank you for sharing that. That's wonderful. Okay, back
You're
to you,
welcome.
Maya.
Okay, well, a couple things that I'm just going to say quickly is that with a lot of empaths, and I think this is very true with you, Natalie, is that it can be very confusing sometimes and conflicting because we are unclear on the lines between caring about other people and maintaining or retaining our compassion, concern for just the collective, which just means everyone in general. We don't want to, we definitely don't want to let that go or release that. So even though it may not be a conscious thought pattern, for many empaths, they fear trying to stop or use controls, you know, like a little dashboard controlling that, because they're concerned that by doing so, it will somehow take away their ability to care. Let me assure you that it will in no way affect your compassion. When you're an empath, especially like Natalie, a very strong empath, you will always be an empath. You will always be caring, whether it's neighbors, friends, people in the store, characters in movies, whether they're real or fictional. So you can control what you absorb, because in reality, if you can control, put some control on it a little bit, you're actually making yourself more viable and able to channel that positive energy towards others. Because for one thing, you're able to get out more and to, you know, Natalie gave us a perfect example of today. So it's okay to do that. Don't be worried that by stopping or blocking some of those energies that's going to turn you into someone that you're not or make you into an uncaring person. It won't. And, you know, what Candy said, I would agree with that. And I would agree that we just have to remind ourselves when we are in situations, whether it's crowd situations, regardless of whether it's work-related, store, whatever it is, that we just have to continually remind ourselves, you know, we can say it in our own words. Basically, what we're asking is that I'm released from energy that I am unable to do anything about. And again, I think the most important, first of all, awareness always is the first step to learning how to work with the energy and the gifts that we have. And so the second most important thing would then be to just be able to do little reminders throughout the day, throughout our lives. And we should do this even if we're just at home, by saying that divine or creator, source, whatever word you want to use, has the power to make changes. I do not carry the power, but I am committed to doing that which is within my power. So I ask that that which is not within my power not overtake my energy or disrupt or fracture my spiritual gifts and energy, because that's detrimental to my purpose here, which the purpose of being an empath is in some way to assist others, whether it's running a business like Stars, being a teacher, being an EMT, a fireman, helping out at school. I mean, there's a million different ways, visiting, doing this, you know, let's have lunch. They have these commercials. So just keep that in mind. And then always, regardless of how the energy comes or from where it comes, however you want to word it, it's always good to imagine that we have a bubble of protection and we can zip it up or unzip it. And whenever we start to feel that we're being overcome by something, again, just remember, if I don't have the power to make a change or have a positive influence, please release me from this, and I give this back to Divine, who does have the power. So with that, I would say those are the best things we can use. Hematite, I do like. It's a dark stone. I have some necklaces that, and I also believe clear quartz is good for just about anything. And I have found that turquoise is very balancing, a very balancing stone. And whenever we work with gemstones, the more natural the stone, the better. So you want to be careful if you're buying from a jeweler, because they often add coloration to their stones, and that takes away some of the power. So you're better off to have a piece that is maybe not, like hematite is pretty standard, but turquoise can have striations and different colors. You're better off to have something that maybe is not as appealing or is, you know, conforming to what we like, but is more of a raw stone. So anytime you can go into a gem shop or a stone shop or something like that, and you can always go online. You can buy from the mines. Here in Arkansas, we have some of the best quartz and many other stones here. So with that, I know we're running out, and I need to run.
That's okay. I extended it a few minutes, so we're not going to get cut off. So it's cool. It's good.
Love to everyone, and for all you empaths out there, you know, bless you for your gifts, and just do what you can do, and remember that it is for Divine to do the rest of the work.
Right. Yeah. Don't think that you have to take care of the world. As one of my, one of the ladies that I, she contributes to the magazine, and please go to starswithaZpsychics.com. You can reach Stars Maya Moon, Stars Priestess Candy Ranson. I'm there if you, I do privates only. I don't sit on the site at all because I just would be interrupted constantly. If you saw my days sometimes, I don't know. Tony says to me, my webmaster, I don't know how you do all this. I said, well, that's why I have so many monitors now, because I have to do it, and it's part of my job, and that's what I do. But it's a great site. There's a lot of mediums there, tarot card readers. Whatever you need, it's there. And go look at mysticlivingtoday.com. That's the magazine that I put out once a month. Great talent over there. Just tremendous talent. You should really look at that and read the blog every day. There's a lot of good things that will enlighten you, that will help you on your path, that you can learn from Stars. It doesn't mean just getting a reading. You can read the content that's there. And the blog is a great source, and so is the magazine, because it's from people from all over the world that contribute. And it's one of my other pride and joys that I have. Candy, I want to thank you for tonight. I love you. I love you, Maya Moon. And we'll have another great topic next week. And with that, I will say good night.
Good night, girls, and thanks for all you do. I love you, girls.
Love you, too.
Bless and be.